mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, especially to Ella and Isabel and Madison, Jordan, Connor, Marissa, Anna, and Hannah. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you know, those of you who've been listening to me over the years, you've realized that one of my favorite descriptions of a believer, a follower, or disciple of Jesus is a hanger-on. You've heard me say it dozens, if not hundreds of times. And there's another term that I use for a disciple of Jesus, and that's moocher. A hanger-on, hanging on to Jesus. A moocher, one who mooches off of Jesus. I use such terms to describe Jesus' relationship with faith or faith's relationship to Jesus. In other words, you are totally dependent on Jesus for salvation. Now, in the text, Jesus uses different terminology to describe this relationship. He says, he is the vine, and you are the branches. Yes, that's right. You are the branches. Hooked to who? To the vine, Jesus Christ, through faith. Branches only have salvific sap as they are attached to the Good Friday love of God for your salvation vine, Jesus. Believers only have eternal life vitality as they are joined or linked to I am the true vine, Jesus. Jesus says later in this gospel, or earlier I should say, that you didn't choose me, but I chose you. So let's keep it straight, brothers and sisters. Jesus is the vine, not you. You are the branches. Your salvational vitality depends completely on the Lord Jesus. He, as the epistle said, he is the propitiation for our sins. And now vine Jesus tells you, abide in me and I in you. Did you hear that? Again, this is our Lord's way of saying, stick with me. Be my hanger-on. Mooch off of me when it comes to salvation, like a branch gets its vivacity from the vine. Now, you who are hooked to true vine Jesus, you are hooked through your ears as he speaks to you by his word. He categorically declares in the text, already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Already clean. Not becoming clean or in the process of getting clean. Already clean, Jesus says, because of the word that I have spoke to you. That's the gospel. The good news about Jesus himself. That Jesus is the atoning sacrifice that answers for the sins of everyone. Philip, in the first reading today, preached that Jesus from Isaiah 53 to the Ethiopian eunuch. The preaching of the gospel had its way with this Ethiopian. He believed, and then he received holy baptism. Clean, because he was given the gospel, the power of God to forgive all sinners their sins and to cover them in the righteousness that Jesus won by his shedding of his divine blood and giving up his divine life and death on the Good Friday cross. And so too with you, brothers and sisters. Already you are clean because of the word that Jesus has spoken to you. Jesus, his word, his Good Friday word of forgiveness. That's your word that he gives to you. First, given to you in your baptism, repeated every Sunday when you hear the absolution, the preached gospel, and when Jesus tells you that the bread and wine are his crucified, risen, and ascended body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Yes, the gospel is worded by Jesus in the way of the forgiveness of your sins. And to be worded in such a way is to be gospeled by Jesus. And it's all for you. True vine Jesus does not, listen carefully, true vine Jesus does not sap life out of you. Instead, he gives it. Eternal life with the gospel word of the gospeled and worded forgiveness of your sins. Already you are clean, Jesus says, because of the word I have spoken to you. He's the vine. You're the branches. Now that's my first point today. Let's go to the second point. What's all this talk? Did you notice in the text? What's all this talk from Jesus about the branches getting what? Remember? prune. Branches do get pruned, you know. Any of you who've done any gardening or arbor work, you know that, don't you? Does that make you nervous? Do you think that pruning is punishment from the Lord? It's not. Because the punishment for all your sin, all your bad choices, all your bad decisions was put on the true vine, Jesus, as he hung on the cross, bearing all your sin and all of its hellacious punishment. There is no more hellacious punishment left for you, who are the Lord's hangers-on, his moochers, his given-to-believers, his branches. However, if you are not a believer, if you refuse to be a hanger-on or a moocher, then the Father, the vine dresser, will cut you loose from vine Jesus. Jesus said that, remember? Every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away. But every branch that lives off of or gets its life from vine Jesus does get pruned. Why? So that you may bear more fruit. Jesus says so. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Bear more fruit. Relying on him all the more, trusting in him all the more, and then loving people in your life. With those words, vine Jesus gives us the right perspective on what it means to be pruned. From God's perspective. From the point of view of God, who works all things for good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Now, I know. Many times the pruning is painful. It hurts. Things happen in your life that simply don't go the way that you planned. A loved one gets sick and dies. Maybe you lose your job. Maybe you have trouble at school. Maybe you struggle with your faith with doubts. Maybe you have a child that has rebelled against the Christian faith. Mockery, persecution, even prison time for confessing Jesus as the only Savior. For working to protect life in the womb or speaking for marriage to be between only a man and a woman. All kinds of trials and tribulations come and they are coming. You've all had your share over the years. I know you have. And there's going to be more. And no doubt you've cried out with many tears and with great anguish. Why, Lord? Why? 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 Do you hate me? And you are tempted to see the pruning as divine punishment for sin. But I'm here to tell you that that's not what's happening. Pruning is not punishment. God the Father prunes you, his branches, in order to cut away all the rot or the blockage that gets in the way of his word. His word of forgiveness and mercy flowing into your life. In other words, God is going to prune from you whatever is hindering from you being his hanger-on, his moocher, his disciple, his branch. Anything that gets in that way will be pruned from you. Dr. Martin Luther made these magnificent comments on today's text from John 15, and I want to share them with you today. He says this about the vine dresser, the Father's care of you, the branches, who are hooked to the vine Jesus. Here's what he said. It's marvelous. He says, this is a fine and comforting picture. Happy is the Christian who can interpret it this way and apply it in hours of distress and trial. When death upsets him, when the devil assaults and torments him, and when the world reviles and defames him as an apostle of the devil. Then the Christian can say, see, I am being fertilized and cultivated as a branch on the vine. So all right, dear hoe and clipper, go ahead. Chop, prune, and remove the unnecessary leaves. I will gladly suffer it. For these are God's hoes and God's clippers. They are applied for my good and welfare. So he who is able to learn, therefore let him learn, in order that when he is afflicted and assailed, everyone may conclude that the world, the devil, and death, and all misfortune are only what? God's hoe and God's clippers. That all the revilement and all the disgrace that the Christian experience in life is God's way of fertilizing him. It is the sole purpose of all the sufferings of Christians to promote our Christian life and to bear fruit for a fuller knowledge and a stronger confession of the word, a more certain hope, and a wider expansion of the kingdom of Christ. That is absolutely magnificent and spot on. It is so helpful. The pruning is for whose good? Yours. That your faith in true vine Jesus and his gospel of forgiveness might be exercised and make you to grow stronger and tougher. Now I've got to wrap this up. All good things must come to an end, even a sermon. You know the preacher could go on and on. So here goes. Over and over in John 15, Jesus exhorts us all to abide in me, he says. Abide in me, abide in me, abide in me, abide in me. That's what he constantly says. It's his constant refrain in John 15. So you abide in Jesus as his gospel word abides in you, like the absolution, the preaching of the gospel and the Lord's Supper. There Jesus makes promises to be God for you in those words. So don't you think it's time for you to put away all the puny cares that keep you from abiding in vine Jesus? Isn't it time for all of us to die to all the things that keep us from abiding in Jesus and his word? So I warn you, there is no salvific life for the branch that severs itself from the true vine Jesus. There is no salvational life for the Christian disconnected from Jesus and his word. Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. The Ethiopian eunuch, you remember, had no salvational life apart from Pastor Philip's preaching and the words and promises of holy baptism that Philip gave him. Unhook yourself from vine Jesus and his words, and you will wither up, you will dry up, and you will die. And so I beg all of you, especially our confirmands today, I beg you, stay connected to vine Jesus and his words. Abide in him. Be his hanger-on, his moocher, his branch, worded, gospeled, because Christianity is not a way of life. It's life itself, Jesus, who is the life. And to be in him is to have life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding,